There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Russia under sanctions. I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide on Russian sanctions and the creativity required of Russia and its customers and its clients and its patrons and its suppliers after more than 2 years of sanctions. Michael, you tell me barter. They've gone to barter, which is Stone Age stuff. What kind of barter? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. The Russian Central Bank, it's remarkable for any central bank in the world, there is no precedent, issued 15-page instructions in February this year how to conduct barter trade between Russian companies and Chinese companies. So we live in the digital age. We are talking about cryptocurrencies. People use Apple phone to make payments. And here they swap goods. So the Russians are selling oil and they're buying chips, cars and other spare parts for their industries from China. And there is a huge shortage now on renminbi because of the fear of the secondary sanctions. Chinese banks stopped payments, processing payments. The Russians are paying for imports. And now they're willing to pay, but the Chinese banks don't accept renminbi, their own currency, for payment for their own Chinese goods. And now, first it started with the big four Chinese banks, then regional banks, mid-level banks started also to do this. Now the official announcement is that 98%, it's almost 100%, of Chinese banks would not accept payments from Russia. And doesn't mean the entire, that is 90% of the amounts, because some big banks still doing it. But now there is a new addition to the Mandarin Chinese language and in translation to the Russian language. Dirty yuan and clean yuan. And it's not an insult. It's what the Chinese themselves introduced and using it. So the clean yuan is everything with the trade around the world. Dirty yuan, yuan is a unit of renminbi. Dirty yuan is in trade with Russia. So the Russian trade is, in the Chinese definition, is dirty. And they would not accept payments from Russian companies. And that's why Russian companies are swapping to barter, like in the 18th century, American colonies paid for tobacco and goods for food in what became the United States. So this is what is going on. And now there is a new addition to that, Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan is a neighboring country exactly between Russia and China. And suddenly, Kazakhstan banks are now the big buyers and sellers of dollars, euros, and renminbi. Between June and July 2024, Kazakhstan increased its trade in cash, in selling and banking transactions and selling euros 100 times. Renminbi, it increased 30 times. So, euros, Kazakhstan in June 2024 bought and sold euros, 18 million euros. Well, now it is 1.8 billion, so 100 times increase. Why? Because they're buying Russian rubles, they're selling euros to Russia, and Russia can pay for its imports. The same with renminbi. $500 million now value of renminbi. Kazakhstan is selling to Russia for rubles, and now the Russians via Kazakhstan can pay to Chinese banks because otherwise the Chinese banks would not accept their own currency for paying for imports from China. That's what sanctions do. Blockage and stoppage of import-export payments. Recently, the deputy chairman of the Russian Central Bank made a speech saying that, look, it's a death for the Russian economy if we cannot provide payments for our exports and payments for our imports, we cannot exist.
Is Kazakhstan sanctioned or outside of sanctions?
No, Kazakhstan is outside of sanctions. It's a country of kind of trying to be friendly for to both Russia and the United States. Eventually, the United States will threaten Kazakhstan banks, but for the time being, very smart people are making a lot of money on these commissions and these transactions.
Now, another form of making money is to sell gold. This is the part that's hard to believe. Suitcases of cash. What's happening, Michael?
Oh, what's happening is, again, the smart people are trying to make money on sanctions. So when the United States intelligence agencies 2-3 months before the war announced that there will be war, immediately cash started to flow into Russia because they knew there will be sanctions. $18 billion in cash, $19 billion in cash, something like that, had flown into Russian suitcases. Before the war starts in March 2022, immediately the European Union and the United States forbid any entrance of euros and dollars into Russia. So there is no flow. Now, for the last 2 years, $2.3 billion in euros and dollars in cash in suitcases enter Russia because the Russians are in suitcases on airplanes, are selling precious metals, gold, platinum, diamonds.
So people take cash in suitcases into Russia and give that to people selling their gold. Is this the Russian central bank selling gold or individuals selling gold? Who's selling the gold?
The Russian, ostensibly it is flight by night, new Russian private company, which is making these transactions. I suspect, I have no evidence that it's just a front for the Russian government because they need cash, they need dollars and euros because the Russian citizens, households, are saving money in dollars and euros, and the government wants to prevent a run on banks because banks are now short of dollars, short of euros, and now they're short of renminbi.
And the people taking cash into the country, are they Russians? Are they French? Does it matter who they are?
No, actually it is Russian. There's a Russian company which is registered somewhere, some offshore, but it is a Russian company, and ostensibly, nominally, it is a private company, but it does only one thing. It sells some precious metals, and it imports cash in dollars and euros into Russia.
And this is not sanctioned either because the Treasury doesn't know about it or because they haven't caught up with it?
Well, they haven't caught up with it, and it does. It is done through all sorts of third countries which don't obey sanctions. So it is the United States and European countries which cannot provide cash to Russia, but they sell gold probably to some traders in South Africa, which itself sells gold and diamonds, and those don't obey sanctions.
The Reuters reports U.S. and EU banned banknote exports to Russia in 2022. So they've avoided they've avoided that problem by, well, it's gold for
lots
cash.
Lots of third countries are willing and happy to make money on sanctions, and that's what they're doing. That's how people in trade in oil, and they trade in gold, and they trade in banknotes.
Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
There's still time.
time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.